You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, December 19th, 2021. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hopefully you're staying healthy from the rise of the Omicron virus, which sounds like some sort of Transformers villain.
You will release the Omicron.
Anyway, hopefully you're staying safe. I started this website, fagsworshipalphas.com, I wanted to tell the truth, and I wanted to seek the truth. And I've gone on kind of a quest, in a way, of uncovering the truth and examining the truth unapologetically, all right, and with limited filter. I just, you know, I've been looking objectively as much as I can at facts and things that happen, good and bad, beautiful and ugly, things that, to me anyway, illustrate aspects of hierarchy. Coming to an understanding of hierarchy was important to help me in my life accept being a faggot and also find fulfillment. And so it's been a very important factor in my life. And so when I started the website and I wanted to start teaching some of this stuff that I had learned, it was important to me to be honest, you know, and upfront with things. So, the website has obviously grown tremendously, and it's a touchstone for a lot of people, you know, good and bad. And it's been a lightning rod for a lot of criticism, okay? Now, you might... Any readers of the site, recently there was a post I put up where I basically came after some people who came up against the site, who were came out of the community that I had built on Discord for the site, who were rejecting things that I said on the website, certain things that they objected to. You know, they had this kind of indignant response to some of the things that I was talking about on the website, and they were angry at me, you know, and a couple of them vowed to take me down, take the website down, and everything else that I had built. And that's when the site went offline because, of course, the site was fucked with by these people. And it took several days to get the site back up and running again. It's back up just fine. I'm fortunate to have a good IT department behind me to help stabilize the website and secure it. None of that is cheap. The site has been hacked before, and I've had extortion attempts in the past, and this was another attempt at that. I didn't agree with what they were saying, and so they were going to take me down. These were so-called alphas doing this, by the way. And when the site went back up live, I put up a really indignant post of my own, you know, basically drawing a line in the sand and saying, I'm not backing down. Okay. And I'm not going to back down. You know why? Because the website tells the truth. It may not be pretty, okay? I might deal with things that you don't like, but it's the truth. I'm not trying to publish I'm not trying to publish lies, first of all, and I'm not trying to publish fake stories. I'm not running a nifty account, okay? This is a website dealing with real people and real stories to the best of my ability, okay? I'm only one person, so, you know, I try to do the very best I can. And I make corrections when I find out that I'm wrong, okay? But I basically drew a line in the sand because I know what this website has done, all right? And no fucking pretend alpha or a real alpha with misguided intentions is going to ever take that down. Not ever, okay? This site is going to remain in force until the day I die. And I'm going to make arrangements to keep it running after that. Because the information in it is forever. The true stories of brave faggots and powerful alphas who have laid their lives on the line to help teach truth, they're not going to disappear into the darkness. Not on my watch. And the things that have been accomplished through the website, and I'm not saying because of me, I'm just saying the information, I'm just a conduit for that, okay? The lives that have been changed and improved through what has been learned on the website, it's affected thousands and thousands of people. I've only covered a fraction of the people that visit the website every day. I've only been intimately involved in, you know, a few hundred or whatever cases, you know, whatever it actually is. I have no idea at this point. But there's lots and lots of detailed accounts on the website. All right. I've done the work. These alphas who are bitching and complaining about the website, they're not doing the work. Okay? I'm doing the work. And I've done it pretty well, if I may say so myself. The point is that I know what I'm doing, and I know what the website is doing. And there's nobody that's going to convince me of anything else, ever. And it's not ever going away. So anybody that comes up against me or against the website, they're going to fail completely. Because hierarchical truth is forever. It is eternal. It is not going to go away. It's not going to change. What I'm teaching and what the website is teaching is eternal truths that are irrefutable and everlasting, and they cannot be silenced. Now, this is all leading up to something. Okay, hang on with me. So, I had another validation of the website. It was a pretty startling one, okay? I published a post about it the other day, a couple days ago. It involves a faggot named Chris. Now, Chris wrote to me. He was in a relationship with an alpha. I've just found out the alpha's name is Michael. Another Michael. I have so many Michaels in my archives. Anyway, this alpha Michael and Chris, the faggot, Chris was not a faggot when they first started dating and getting involved in a relationship. But Michael, months and months ago, came across fagsworshipalphas.com. And Michael didn't contact me. Okay, I had no idea about him at all. But he read the website and he began to consider what the website was teaching. And he wanted to turn Chris, his partner, into his faggot because he is an alpha male. And so he studied the website and he began to apply what he learned on the website to Chris. Piece by piece, getting Chris to accept being a faggot and accepting the role of a faggot in his life. And finally, it led up to him, to Michael the Alpha, cunting Chris very aggressively, multiple times, but particularly the first couple of times, according to how I've described it on the website. And then, after all that, and Chris was broken down and had come to accept his role as Master Michael's faggot. After all that, Master Michael sat Chris down and showed him the website. And he had Chris look at the first post about hierarchy. And look at that pyramid. And he had Chris look at the pyramid and he asked Chris, where do you belong in that pyramid? Where do I belong in that pyramid? And then he had Chris read about that. And then he began to have Chris read about the purpose of faggots and what alpha males expect out of faggots. And then he took Chris to the post about cunting, and they went over what he had done to Chris when he cunted him. And it made Chris cry out of joy and realization about what he was learning and what had been done to him. All because Master Michael read fagsworshipalphas.com and applied it. This all happened outside of me and my involvement. I wasn't the magician behind the curtain pulling the strings here, okay? It was just merely the truth on the website and the experiences of people on the website and the truth there affecting him and making him take action. Their lives, Master Michael and Chris, have been radically changed for the better. They have purpose between them now. Their relationship is much more solidified and it has direction now because of the things that they learned on the website. Now, I just want every single person out there to think about that and remember it. There is not a website on the planet that is doing this kind of work. All right? It's completely unique. particularly in this scene, there is no other website like this one. And anybody who thinks that they're going to take that down or destroy it or defame it, you are completely toothless, clawless, and blind in the dark. You will not come up against this website and the truth that it contains. It's a complete losing battle. And I will stand on this hill and fight it till my last breath. I am a faggot, okay? But I am not a stupid faggot. And I am not a coward. And I am not afraid to battle for things that I care about and I know are real and true. All right. I mean, I don't know who these people think they're messing with. I'm a faggot who has, in the last couple of years, faced down incredible odds. I should have been killed twice by a cancer and a very serious staph infection in the last couple of years. I rescued a boy against all odds. You understand? That took years for me to accomplish. Do you really think that you have a chance against me in this? You don't. You will never, ever defeat me. This site is going to stand for all times as a beacon of truth, all right? And there is nothing that is ever going to extinguish that light, because people like Master Michael and Chris are getting their lives changed every day on the website, through the website, through what they learn. So, this podcast might seem self-aggrandizing, okay? I understand that. But I need to make this point, because I was so blown away by this, the revelation of that story of Chris, and the fact that Master Michael had utilized the website that way, and changed Chris's life and his own, you know. It just goes to show the power of the website and the information it contains. And again, it's not ever going away. And anybody that stands against me, you go right ahead and stand against me. I don't care. I have people that are standing with me too. But most of all, I have hierarchical truth standing with me. And that's more powerful than anything else. Okay? All right. That's all I have to say. So I hope you enjoyed that screed. I had to get it off my chest somehow. So anyway, I will probably talk to you in a couple of days, all right? All right. Love ya. Bye.